Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Thursday, March 7th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. The Guard deployed. State of the Union tonight. Rust, guilty. And the Bellagio fountains on pause. That's all coming up. Then Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, there's been so much crime in the New York City subway system that the governor is deploying the National Guard. Last week, a subway conductor was knifed in the neck. A 27-year-old was slashed in the hand. A 61-year-old man was stabbed in the stomach, all within 36 hours. This week, a man was kicked to the tracks at Penn Station, and another rider was attacked by a hammer. Less than an hour after the governor's press conference, police started investigating an MTA employee getting hit in the head with a bottle. So she's deploying the National Guard. This is just a week or so after a high school outside of Boston, Brockton High School, asked for the National Guard to be deployed in the school because there were so many fights. The governor of New York, Hochul, said, "My message to all New Yorkers, I will not stop working to keep you safe and restore your peace of mind whenever you walk through those turnstiles." The state of the New York City subway system is a pretty good metaphor for the State of the Union. Biden will be giving the State of the Union tonight. I doubt he'll mention the Guard being deployed at high schools across the country, but starts at 9 o'clock Eastern tonight. Biden's going to focus on freedom. He recently gave a speech and he said, freedom is on the ballot, like the freedom to choose. It's abortion, the freedom to vote, the freedom to love. By the way, the party who wants to kick Trump off the ballot entirely talking about the freedom to vote, the freedom to love who you want, the freedom to go to work, go to school, go to your house of worship without fear of being gunned down by a weapon of war. We'll see if things get spicy like they did last year for about a minute or so when Republicans and Biden went back and forth. I hope it does. It's just way more fun. Let's make it a little more like the British House of Commons, lighten up a bit. Back in 2021, Alec Baldwin was filming that movie Rust when the cinematographer was killed by a live round of ammunition that somehow was in the gun. It's still very murky about what happened, but the armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was responsible for firearm safety and storage on the movie set, was just found guilty of involuntary manslaughter. Jurors deliberated for 3 hours. The 26-year-old could face up to 18 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. The famous Bellagio fountain in Las Vegas was paused. Hold the show, because a visitor came to town. Who could be so important to stop the Bellagio fountains? A yellow-billed loon, one of the 10 rarest birds in the country, decided to make a home of the fountain. The Nevada Department of Wildlife is working to relocate the bird. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Thursday, all that's left after ho-hum Tuesday is for Donald Trump to select his running mate. So let's run down the list. about Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina. Looks to be a good person, patriot. But what does the senator bring to the campaign? His state is Trump country already, and he is not identified with African-American voters. And then there's Nikki Haley, who would help with the woman vote, but I don't think she and Donald Trump like each other, and you have to have chemistry. Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, is a good conservative campaigner, but Democrats would launch fierce personal attacks against her, and so would the media. Think Sarah Palin. Perhaps the best choice for the former president would be another Sarah, the governor of Arkansas, Ms. Huckabee Sanders. She's compatible with Trump, having worked for him in the press office of the White House. She's smart. Women like her. She's articulate. She knows how to run a campaign. So, in my mind, she would be Mr. Trump's best choice for vice president. The problem is she is a mom with little kids in Arkansas. Does she want to spend the next 8 months of her life zipping around the country while the children are put under some stress? I don't know. That's a very, very tough choice. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's get to the mail. We got Ken Barr in Coventry, Rhode Island. During Super Tuesday, I was flipping around and came across CBS. Just like Walter Cronkite. One commentator was completing his point, asking a rhetorical question of, do we want another Trump presidency? And anchorwoman Nora O'Donnell said, no. I thought journalists, especially the anchor for a news network, were supposed to remain neutral. That's gone. They were supposed to, but they don't. Now, I can't verify that Nora O'Donnell said that. I know Nora. She's a liberal woman. But I can't verify. But I trust you can. That's why I'm doing it. But no, those days are gone. Pache, Chicago. You mentioned, O'Reilly, that you think Governor Huckabee Sanders would be a good choice for Trump's VP. But would it be a good choice for her? She's very young and should have a long political career ahead, but a Trump loss buries her national political career. No, it doesn't. No, if Governor Huckabee Sanders runs and Trump loses, she'll get the nomination in 28. George is a concierge member. Thank you, George. George has an insurance policy for his life. George says, let's just quit NATO and tune out. What's worse that can happen? Call your legislators, tell them the United States should quit NATO. So George, you're desperately wrong, even though I love you because you're a concierge member. The global economy is all tied in. Okay, so what happens in Europe, what happens in Asia affects how we live here in the United States. Can't be isolationists anymore. We pull out of NATO, guess who's coming across the border? That would be Putin, okay? He'd love that. The terrorists would love that. It would just be a debacle. So, can't pull out of NATO, gotta strengthen NATO. There are bad people all over the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The Trump juggernaut continued on Super Tuesday. Former president easily won contests in more than a dozen states, including the battleground precincts of Colorado, Maine, North Carolina, and Virginia. With his lock on the Republican nomination now certain, one question remains. How did he do it? Well, we have to go back to the stairway, the escalator in New York City, 2016. Donald Trump ran as a populist, not a Republican. What does that mean? He was not a party apparatchik. He had never run for office before. He used to be a Democrat. I will submit that Donald Trump doesn't know much about the Republican Party, nor does he care. But it offered him a platform, which he took. The turning point in 2016 was the debate. He was on stage with career politicians, and he basically mocked them. You'll remember that. Little Marco, Boring Jeb, whatever it may be. Well, that caught the attention of the American public, which after 8 years of Barack Obama was pretty much fed up with traditional politicians. They wanted somebody different, and Donald Trump certainly was that. The 2000 election, which Trump disputes, was close. And again, now the incumbent, Donald Trump, ran as a populist, and he lost to Joe Biden because his style grated on a lot of independent voters. That's why he lost. Well, now he's running again, the third consecutive time he will be nominated by the Republican Party for president. He's running on grievance that he is being persecuted by the corrupt system in America. And there are a lot of people who believe that. And now Donald Trump leads Joe Biden, a terrible president, in the polling and could very well win again in November. That, of course, will send the media into conniptions, something Trump very much wants. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.